The Lib Van candidate for North Douglas says they want to make the island a fairer place. Marie Booth moved to the island in 2003, has worked in the shipping and hospitality industries, also worked for government. She says she's convinced party politics is the way forward for the island and would like to see local authority housing, such as that in Williston, modernised. She's been talking to Howard Kane.
I want to stand because I want to make the island a better place. I have a four-year-old son and I want him to turn right when he's older to be proud to be from the Isle of Man. I want to change things for the next generation. I want to make the island a fairer place for everybody.
And so what would you say then, in your view, is wrong with the Isle of Man at the moment? It's often put forward as a fantastic place to live. A lot of people would say it definitely is a place to live. Low crime levels, good employment rates. What do you think is the problem at the moment?
The problem at the moment is not so much a problem. It's the government. There's not good governance on the island at the moment. We need to have a government that's fair and transparent. We need to have a government that has checks and balances. We need to have a government that we can be trusted in. And that, at this moment in time, isn't there. And we need to change that. And that's what Lib Van's about. And that's why I was attracted to Lib Van.
You talk about a new but simple kind of process that turns upon politicians answering to the people. What would you mean by that, do you think?
Well, this is where party politics comes into play, and I am a firm believer in party politics. Where it stands at the moment, Mr. Bell is the Chief Minister, and it's his policies that make government at this moment in time. I had no say in his election campaign. I had no say in his vote. I didn't choose for that. I didn't choose for Mr. Tier. I didn't choose for Mr. Robertshaw. So what I want is being totally ignored. So if we have party politics, your politicians are accountable. This is what they're standing for. This is their manifesto. We cannot ignore it. If we choose to deviate from it, we have to account ourselves to you, our constituents. We have to tell you why. And it's simpler because you have parties. You're not saying, oh, this gentleman or this lady's really, really nice. I love what they're going to do. Then they get in and they can't do it. We get in, we have a manifesto. We stick to that manifesto. I used to believe independence was the way to go, have independent candidates. It's not, because your independent candidates, once they get in, they become a de facto party, as in Comyn, and they all have to agree to everything that Comyn says, collective responsibility. That could be totally contrary to what they've put in their manifesto, and the people who voted for them have no comeback on that. They can't do anything about it. And the politician really has, the MHK, has no recourse. He doesn't have to explain to them why he's done that. It is collective responsibility. Now, collective responsibility within a party is great because we've all signed up to that and people know that that's what we're voting for. We're not voting for you to say, I want to do A, and then when I get in, I'm going to do B because I'm part of Comyn and tied by collective responsibility. I say in my manifesto, I'm going to do A. The party's going to do A and we won't do B. We will stick with A.
You're standing in North Douglas, an area you live in yourself?
I do. I live in Governor's Hill. I've lived there for a few years now. I love the place. We've said when we moved in, we had the child then, it's the perfect place to raise a family. Lovely sense of community. And everyone's looks out for each other. I know my neighbours. Know them by name, say hello. They're going away. We're going away. We tell them, keep an eye on the houses. Things like that. We want to develop that. I want to develop that in Douglas North. I want Douglas North to be a place where community binds everybody together and we can all help each other out.
So a great place to live. Specific problems you think need tackling or anything you would like to see tackled or want to tackle yourself should you get in?
Should I get in with Douglas North? Obviously we have Williston there and we need to get the public authority housing sorted out. But we have that in our manifesto. So we do. We need to have these houses brought up to code. They need to be fully habitable for people to live in. So we do. There's always going to be traffic problems. We need traffic calming measures. And to be honest, I want to be there for the people to come to me and say, Mary, I have a problem with this. Can you help me out? And for me to say, yes, leave it with me. And we'll get it sorted.